T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On a fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, live and in living color from the hills of Mahwah, New Jersey, to the Mike Francesa studio, high atop Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We'll be here till 2 o'clock, back to regular time today. The afternoon drive show will come your way. Maggie Gray, Bart Scott, and Chris Carlin, Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Wonderful sports night last night, right, bro? Oh, my God.
Off the charts.
You all over the Olympics? Are you watching?
You know what's funny? I can't believe you said that. Yes, we watched, me and my wife watched about 35 minutes of two-man bobsled.
All right, well, let me ask. Now, I watched a little of this bobsled, and tell me this is not absurd.
What?
Canada and Germany.
Yes.
Okay? They tie for the gold medal. How about having, like, a playoff to have a winner? They had, like, a tie. They both got a gold medal. Did you see that?
You know what's funny? The half hour I watched was before they actually ended it because we got bored after a half hour.
Bro,
because it was the same thing.
They ridiculously tie for the gold medal.
Right.
Okay? And they both get a gold medal.
So they split the gold medal?
No, they both get one. It's not like they split it.
Wait,
they
but
both
the,
won it.
So then is there a silver or do they go right to bronze?
I guess whoever finished second gets the silver.
Well, that's BS then. So
of
that means four countries medal,
how about
basically?
How about a playoff to see who wins the gold medal?
Can I? And I don't know if you remember this.
Am I nuts saying that or what?
Not at all. You're sane, actually. I remember that Germany had three teams in the top five for this bobsled, right?
I think you're right, yes.
One of the German teams from the night before, like the bobsled flipped over basically, and they got to the finish line while they were sideways.
Oh, is that right?
I wonder if those were the two guys that finished tied for the gold medal. I'm not sure.
I mean, I didn't watch a lot of it. I happened
Me
to
neither.
See this part of it. I said, okay, well, this is going to decide the gold medal. Let me actually see this. And they go, it's a tie, and they both get a gold medal.
Ah, that's lame.
What's that?
Nah, there should only be one gold medal.
Of course. You got to have, like, a play. Let's have one more run between the two and see who wins.
Yeah, you don't tie for a championship. You don't tie for a Super Bowl. You got to have a winner.
Unbelievable.
That's a joke. But the problem I had with the bobsled is that, like, so we tuned it in,
right,
and after 15, 20, 20, whatever it was, a half hour, it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, there's no, like, right. That's exactly
so,
right.
Like, it was cool at the beginning because you see these two guys, they're running really fast on this ice.
Yep,
they
yep.
jump into the bobsled, and then yep. you see this bobsled go from 35 miles an hour to 90 miles an hour, and it's crazy, and
it looks
fun, but it also feels dangerous, but it's like the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, there is no, it's very repetitive. I mean, there's no, like, you know, give me a little change up
yeah.
here. You don't get, the other thing I did last night, actually, I watched a little of that, then I somehow found the Muhammad Ali movie, you know, Will Smith.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God. So I watched that, and that was great. I mean, it takes you right over, you know, right through the rumble in the jungle when he beats Foreman. It's pretty good. They leave a couple things out, but that kind of got me through the night. You know what I mean?
Hey, this time of year, and think about it, even when the NBA comes back, what NBA are we watching in New York?
Well, we still don't have it till Thursday. I guess they're playing tomorrow. Is anybody playing tomorrow?
I think there may be some games tomorrow. I got to double check. But even when it comes back, like, unless you're into non-New York basketball teams, I know you're not as much into it this time of year.
Right.
Like, what's there to watch?
Yeah, there's not a heck of a lot.
There's just nothing. Actually, the first day back is Thursday.
Right.
So you got Knicks Orlando, Nets Charlotte,
right.
Washington Cleveland TNT, Clippers Golden State TNT.
Yeah.
There's not much there. Look, the big news yesterday, and this has been one of the positives of this slow-moving offseason.
J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, like every few days now, we're getting a significant offseason move. And this one's huge because it impacts the American League East. And here's the way I look at it with the Red Sox. Like, the Yankees passed the Red Sox by going out and acquiring Giancarlo Stanton.
Yep. No,
the
no
Red Sox needed J.D. Martinez. So if I'm a Red Sox fan this morning or yesterday, I'm going sigh of relief more than I am, yay, we got JD. They needed this guy. They needed power in the middle of the order. They did not hit enough home runs last year. The Yankees and Red Sox were almost the opposite in that regards. The Yankees hit a ton of home runs. Red Sox didn't hit nearly enough. They were in the bottom of the American League last year.
Yeah, no, they really didn't hit them.
So I thought for the Red Sox, this was a move they needed to make. And now, look at what the Yankees and Red Sox basically did. They both made one significant move, adding a guy who had a monster year, JD, most of it in the National League, Giancarlo, all of it in the National League, and then it's going to come down this division to internally what a guy's going to do. Like for the Red Sox, does David Price, your favorite player, does David Price
David
bounce
Price.
Back?
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know how I feel about David Price.
But
not one of my faves. You
he
know
may
what
not
mean?
Be your favorite. Look, David Price's career numbers against the Yankees are the definition of mediocre. But
please.
David Price is going to get to make 20, if he's healthy, 28 starts against everybody
else. They need him. Well, they definitely need him. There's no doubt.
Well, I think David Price, like when you look at the Yankees and the Red Sox lineups, I guess we'll start there because the Red Sox brought in J.D. Martinez. I think the Red Sox may have a deeper lineup. I think they may have
They don't have the firepower the Yankees have.
Exactly. And that's
they
why, like, the Yankee lineup in the middle of it scares me more than the middle of the Red Sox lineup.
Oh, God.
Like, Mookie Betts is a very good player. Benintendi may get better.
Mitch
Moreland does not scare me.
No.
Hanley Ramirez at this point, Joe, doesn't scare me.
No, not really.
No, we'll see what Rafael Devers becomes. He showed you a little bit last year. So, J.D. adds a lot to the middle of the order, but the middle of the Yankee lineup with those three monsters, and we'll see what Greg Bird becomes this year if he's healthy.
Well, you got to throw D.D. in there, too. Let's not forget him.
Oh, sure. But I think the Yankee lineup is the scarier lineup. I think the Red Sox lineup is the deeper lineup.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you that. The Yankee lineup is just so loaded. I mean, you know, you look at those guys. I mean, I was watching a little bit on SNY this morning, you know, sports night. I mean, and batting practice is like an event now. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And by the way, we got to stop with that because these two guys in Judge and Giancarlo, they're taking batting practice in February. And the worst thing that could happen, and I don't think they're going to do it because they're smart guys.
Trying to hit home runs
like
that?
You can't do that. You got to work on things. Yeah. It's February.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And like it's ESPN is televising it.
Yeah, of course.
They
what else
stop
is going
it.
On? I mean, the point is, really, what else are they going to tell?
No, you're right. There's not a lot going
on.
There's
not much going on.
If you're a Yankee fan, the last thing you should care about is batting practice.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, I get in the middle of June, you want to take your kid, your daughter, your son early to a Yankee game to CBP. I totally get that. It's fun, exciting. It's like Mark McGwire in the late 90s minus the steroids. But in February, bro, all these guys should be doing is working on their swing, not trying to hit the ball 1,000 feet.
No, you're right. No, you're 100%.
And SNY put Sweeney in, like, the bleachers.
I saw this. Did you see this? We got to talk to Sweeney about it. They give Sweeney a glove, and they stick him out. You saw this, right?
Yes.
They stick him out left field, okay? And now I think one ball came close. I think one of them hit it off, like, the wall in front of him. There was, like, two or three balls hit over there, over way out. I mean, it was, what are you doing? What are we doing here?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I think that the power that these two guys have, yes, it's incredible. They both hit 50 home runs last year. But let's not turn this into a show where they're going to be swinging for the fences on February 20th. You know, you don't want that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you know, in New York, guys become underrated. Like, I've always been screaming as a Met fan that Jacob DeGrom is underrated.
Yeah, and he definitely is.
The guy who's underrated with the Yankees is Gary Sanchez.
No doubt.
Joe, the guy had 33 home runs last year. He missed 40 games.
And we forget that he's the guy that burst on the scene before Aaron Judge did.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he burst on the scene in the middle of the year 2 years ago. After the Yankees, you know, made all those trades, and look what he did.
He followed
up. He was a beast.
Think about this. He followed up last year after that burst on the scene that you mentioned, and he had 33 home runs, and he missed a bunch of games.
Right. He's almost like Yogi to Mickey.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, that he's going to be Yogi Berra, although I guess, he's got a chance the way he's going.
Yeah, why not?
But, I mean, that's what he is. I mean, you kind of forget about the guy, you know, because you got this, you know, megastar in Aaron Judge now, and I'm not even talking about Giancarlo. Forget even him. But, I mean, you forget how good Sanchez is.
Yeah, and you shouldn't. And I really think that I'm not sure who it is. I'm not sure if it's Judge or if it's Giancarlo. I think Gary Sanchez will be in the top two of home runs by Yankee players this year. It will not be the highly anticipated.
Really? So you think Sanchez will hit more home runs than either Stanton or Judge?
I do. I really do. Because
we get a bet on that?
Yeah. With who? You want to bet me?
No.
Or bet somebody in Vegas?
Well, we got to look at that. We got to look that one up.
I don't. You know what? Yeah. I don't think it's a crazy bet from this standpoint. Giancarlo Stanton has missed time throughout his career. So an injury could play a big role here. And Aaron Judge has only done it once. Gary's done it once plus, you know, because he had that amazing run at the end of 2016. He's a catcher. If they give him more days at DH to keep him healthy, the guy can hit 45 home runs. Why not? He had 33 last year.
No, I completely agree. And like you said, I mean, he's the guy, you know, I mean, he's the forgotten guy. So he's the guy that has the least amount of pressure on him as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, because I think the pressure, Joe, with Gary is more about his defense than it even is his offense.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah, I think people care more about the pass balls, which he absolutely has to cut down on. I think we forget that he throws out everybody.
Yes.
I mean, he throws guys out.
It's like Johnny Bench throwing a ball.
It's true. And I don't think he gets enough credit for that. But that's a part of why the Yankee lineup may not be the deeper lineup, but it's the scarier lineup.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. No doubt of it. And it is really, you know, a modern, and certainly on paper, a modern-day murderer's row. There's no doubt about
it. I think
that.
The big questions with the Yankees would be health of Greg Bird.
Yep, yep.
Production out of Aaron Hicks in center. And then what production are you getting out of third base and second base?
Third.
Yeah, because we really don't know.
Yeah. We don't know what's going to be there. You're right.
I think the Red Sox lineup questions are probably more, is Dustin Pedroia healthy? Because it looks like he's going to miss the beginning of the season. And what is he at this point? He's in his 30s.
He's been hurt like all the time recently.
I know. It's starting to add up.
Yep.
Can Benintendi take that next step into like superstardom? He's already a solid player. What is Rafael Devers for a full season? But they don't have as many questions in their lineup because they're not relying on guys that haven't played. I mean, Miguel Andujar's 4-for-7 in his career, and Gleyber Torres hasn't played yet. It's not a knock. It's just that we don't know. Like, we don't know what to expect.
Right.
I think the other thing is the rotations. Like, the Red Sox potential is very high, but Rick Porcello, you don't know what you're getting out of Rick Porcello.
He doesn't. Rick Porcello doesn't do it for me.
Well, you know what he is? He's an every other year guy.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago, he almost won the Cy Young.
Who's their rotation? So it's
Bryce,
Porcello. What else do they have?
Okay, so they got Sale.
Did he win it? I thought he won it.
Yeah, he won it. You're right, because Kate Upton was upset that Verlander didn't win it, right?
Right, wow.
That's right, so he did win it.
Right.
So he was the Cy Young winner 2 years ago, and then last year he lost like 18 games with a 4.8 ERA.
Right.
So what is he?
Right.
So it's Sale number one.
Oh, that's right. Sales, I forgot about him.
Can't forget about him. He's the guy.
No, he's the man.
David Price or Porcello, 2-3. Drew Pomeranz, 4. And then I think eventually Eduardo Rodriguez, who's actually been pretty good against the Yankees, another lefty is 5 once he's healthy.
It's okay. Not bad. I mean, Sale obviously is a tremendous – he's probably the best pitcher that's on the two teams, I would say that.
Yeah, I mean, unless Severino takes another step.
Right, right. But Tanaka really, you know, has a monstrous year.
Right. So I think you're right. I think Sale's number one. David Price is probably the biggest factor because this has been a Cy Young caliber pitcher before.
Right.
2 years ago, his first year with the Red Sox, he was okay. Like, he wasn't great. He was okay. And then last year, he just didn't pitch enough. But I think one of the big factors is that when the Yankees face him, they beat him up.
Oh, God. Please. He wilts against the Yankees.
He does.
And he's terrible in the playoffs. I mean, that's the other thing, too. I mean, big games, who's worse than him?
In big games?
Yeah.
It's tough to find anybody.
That's what I mean.
I mean, if you're making a list of worst big game pitchers with a sample size of more than like 5 starts.
Right. There's nobody worse.
Boy, it's tough to find many guys
worse. And the Yankees were throwing a party when he went to Portland.
I know.
How good is that?
Well, he's taking turns around the American League East now. Tampa Bay, Toronto, right. Boston.
Except the Yankees.
Except the Yankees and the Orioles.
Yeah, they don't want him, the Yankees, because then they can't beat him up.
That's right. Only in batting practice and spring training.
Right.
We'll talk more Yankees, Red Sox. Pete Abraham's going to join us. We'll get their perspective matching these two teams up. They should be 1-2 in the American League East. You never know. Maybe the Blue Jays bounce back, but you look at the talent of these two teams, I think they're the two best teams in this division. And we'll get another good race. Because last year was a pretty good race. They both won over 90 games.
Yep, yep.
Wasn't bad.
And Red Sox actually won a division. I mean, we actually forget that.
I know.
You know, lost in the shuffle is that the Red Sox actually won a division.
It's easy to forget because they lost in the first round, and the Yankees won a wild card game and won the first round.
Exactly.
So even though the Red Sox had the better 162, the Yankees were in the ALCS, and the Red Sox weren't.
Yep.
So it's easy to forget. The Red Sox payroll, Joe, I think is like 235, 240 in the Yankees.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it higher than the Dodgers or no?
I got to check where the Dodgers are now. It's in that same range, but put it this way, they're well ahead of the Yankees.
Yeah, what are the Yankees? I know they're under 2.
Yeah, well, they're under 197. I think they're at like 175 or 180.
Wow.
I mean, it's still a big payroll, but the Red Sox are the team with the higher payroll.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The Yankee-Red Sox rivalry just feels weird. It feels different.
Yeah, it's not like it was.
How does it?
I mean, I just don't get that sense of what it used to be because the Red Sox now have won now.
Is that it or is it the players? And like, there's no dislike yet between fans and players yet.
I don't think there's any sexy players on the Red Sox. You know what I mean? There isn't. Since Pompey left, there's nobody on that team that, like, you know, oh, that's a, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if you agree. Like there always was, like, to me, I always thought, you know, like, growing up, I always kind of liked the Red Sox. They had, like, sexy players, you know, going back to, like, you know, Tony Conigliaro, Yaz was, like, a sexy player. You know, Carlton Fisk, when they had Jim Rice. You know, they always had, like, sexy kind of players on it.
And Mookie Betts can't become that, maybe?
No, well, maybe. But I don't, I don't ever see, look at him like being Manny Ramirez.
Not yet. I mean, maybe Rafael Devers will become that guy. I don't know.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And I think that, but like, look at the Yankees. The Yankees have Aaron Judge. Would you agree Aaron Judge is a sexy player?
Yeah, the Yankees do. I mean, they got him and Stanton. Those guys are sexy players.
I don't know if the
I don't know if Sanchez is quite there yet.
Maybe not, but do the Red Sox fans hate these guys yet? The way they hated Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams and everybody.
Right.
And maybe it just takes time. Maybe they just have to be 1-2 for a while.
I think it's a different feel. You know, they've won 3 championships now. You know, when they hadn't, when they had never won, you know, hadn't won since, you know, Babe Ruth and it's Curse of the Bambino, it was a lot more sex appeal to it. It's not there anymore.
But can it become just like two evenly matched teams from cities that don't like each other and just become a great rivalry that way instead of the Red Sox always chasing? Like, now it can become more of an even rivalry.
Yeah.
But I think it just may take time. Like, maybe Chris Sale has to drill Aaron Judge. Well, there has to be a brawl or something.
Maybe we need a big playoff series between these teams now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, if we get that, that might put the juice back into it.
I think that
they haven't
help.
Had a playoff series since the 04. It's the last one, right?
Yeah. I think a playoff series.
That's
a
long time ago now.
I think guys not liking each other helps.
Right.
I think the Yankee fans seeing Andrew Benintendi hit a bunch of home runs off of them will eventually make them hate Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah.
It's just natural.
Yeah. But I really think we need that. We need that Yankee Red Sox, you know, 7-game, you know, ALCS. Oh, man. Yeah, I think we need that.
Yeah.
To get it back to that kind of fever pitch it once had.
Even like a divisional series now that they're allowed to play in the first round. Yeah, I think that'll help too.
Even that. Just getting some kind of playoff series.
Yeah.
Maybe even a 1-game play-in.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is that means the Blue Jays have to, like, win the division.
Right. But it is it's not impossible though. And that would be like the Bucky Dent game.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So. Or finish tied for the division lead. They could have a 1-game playoff way too. And then the losers in the wild card game.
Yeah, that still doesn't, you know, it's still not quite the same because the loser's still alive.
Yeah, it doesn't have that same lose you go home kind of feel.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.